Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, there is questionable, probable, day-to-day. I prefer the latter as we continue the work week here early week. I don't know if Nate Sudfeld or Jordan Howard will play on Saturday. I mean, if the game was tomorrow, no, neither one of them would. We told you back on Monday, Hoosier football team has never won at Beaver Stadium in 8 tries. It does, though, have a natural grass surface, which might be, Nate, more conducive for you than artificial prototype turf.
I think, your foot probably doesn't get stuck in the turf as much because there's some give with grass. So, I mean, it could be helpful, but I guess we'll find out. You really need to get those reps with your receivers. It's really hard for a quarterback receiver standpoint to not practice throughout the week and then play well on Saturday. I mean, I think I'm most equipped now than I've ever been. I mean, I know I've worked with those guys for a long time. That's really what I'm going to aim for. It's going to be I'm going to have to work hard at it every single day. Spend a lot of time getting treatment and making sure my ankle's as good as possible. Just hopefully that can go throw and kind of just put on shoes or cleats or whatever with whatever brace so I can at least kind of stand there and throw. So we'll see.
Well, I guess we will. Nate Sudfeld. Nate actually told us that he hurt that ankle during the fourth quarter at Wake Forest and then retweaked it when it was rolled up on him in the third quarter last week against the Buckeyes. Ricky Brookins is ding, which leaves Divine Redding with the workload. More reps, though, in the backfield for Andrew Wilson and Alex Rodriguez. Coach Kevin still mum on the return of one Darius Latham, but as we move forward, and will. Coach was mentioning to us yesterday, to me, we haven't accomplished much. A lot of football to play. There's fight in this team. There's opportunities for guys to step up. Saturday's game, by the way, will be carried on ESPN2 at noon. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, obviously, the stakes are quite high Friday night for Mo Moriarty's fourth-ranked and unbeaten South Panthers as they invade Max Andrus Field over Columbus North to battle Tim Bless's Bulldogs. Both clubs are 5-0 in CI. Both clubs are getting the job done in the rushing department. Marquise Holt getting dialed in big time now along with Christian Paycheck. The two of them have rolled up nearly 1,000 yards between them through 7 games and have scored 12 of the 16 rushing 6-pointers. It's been a great 1-2. Paycheck, the young sophomore. Holt, the veteran senior. And as a South assistant coach, Anthony Lindsay, was telling me the other night.
Yeah, that's why I say every week, they're both two different running backs. They're, different styles. Holt's a senior. He sees the hole pretty well, and, he gets down low. Our whole philosophy is, play fast. And we want to get them in different formations and, confuse the defense a little bit.
We would be remiss if we didn't talk about the guys opening up the holes here. Who's caught your eye?
They're all good. Are working together on every play call. They've got different assignments, so they've got to talk, they got to communicate, and know where they're going on every single play.
I don't know the O-line. I can't remember, Gavin Yeske being sacked that many times this year.
No, we only have one recorded. So, that's pretty great. With 7 games in, 7-0, that's a great number.
That's Bloomington South assistant coach Anthony Lindsay. Kickoff 7 o'clock. And by the way, Mike Mossbrucker, the AD at North, announced to me Monday that the North Seniors Night game with Southport will go at 7:30 and not 7 as originally planned on the schedule there. So the Cougars looking to snap their 5-game slide against Southport. I'm Joe Smith.